Senate bipartisan gun control bill expands background check review from 3 to 10 business days. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 21, 2022. The language of the Senate gun control deal was revealed on Tuesday, and it expands background checks for persons 18 to 20 years of age by changing the review period for their background check from a set period of 3 business days to a possible 10 business days. The bill says that if a federal firearms license holder, FFL, contacts the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, for a background check on a person under the age of 21, the Criminal History Repository or Juvenile Justice Information System of the state in which the person resides is to be contacted. Moreover, the appropriate state custodian mental health adjudication records in the state in which the person resides is to be contacted. Also, a local law enforcement agency of the jurisdiction in which the person resides is to be contacted for purposes of determining whether the person has a possibly disqualifying juvenile record under subsection. While all these numerous points for data are being contacted, the new Senate gun control bill allows the FBI background checks review period to be expanded from the current 3 business days to no more than 10 business days after the FFL contacts the system. This means a background check that begins with an FFL contacting NICS on a Monday could last all 5 business days of that week, plus Saturday and Sunday, then the 5 business days of the following week, a minimum of 12 days total. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.